Oh, boating's such a burden. It's the same every year. As mid-April comes and goes, I start beating myself up with all sorts of recriminations for not getting marlin in the water on April the 1st. I know we're all supposed to be famous five hearty, but it's bloody freezing out there, especially in a sailfish, which has all the thermal insulation of a soggy thong. And as for all those essential jobs Jake Kavanagh says you're supposed to do over the winter, I haven't done any. They all looked a bit too sticky, Jake. I'm sorry, I know I lack character, I'm nothing but a bum, but I do feel terribly guilty, and I count that as progress. For guilt and shame, it seems to me, are an essential part of sailing. In fact, I'm surprised the RYA doesn't do courses in them. Depending on your aptitude for beating yourself up over the illicit pleasures of sailing, you could progress from competent guilt through day guilt all the way to offshore guilt. After that comes the ultimate qualification, Ocean Guilt Master, which through an exclusive RYA tie-up with the Vatican now incorporates ordination into the Roman Catholic priesthood. Guilt-wise, that's a rollover double whammy. It just doesn't get much better. But what are sailors so guilty about? Strangely, Sunseeker owners don't seem to suffer any pangs of hand-wringing self-doubt about anything at all, not even their dress sense. They actually wear Pringle without irony. Can you believe it? It's also a convention that all non-boat owners think all boat owners are millionaires. As a sailfish owner, I'm keen to encourage that notion, but it makes owners of proper yachts, the ones who really are millionaires, deeply uncomfortable, especially if a tax inspector happens to be a member of their yacht club. You might be able to write down 750,000 to miscellaneous expenses in your company accounts, but miscellaneous 3, stenciled on the transom of your third new £750,000 Daz White Lobster 64 in 3 years, might just arouse the tax inspector's curiosity. We owners of boats with flappy bits are a different breed. Guilt, like osmosis, wicks its way into our very souls. The bottom line is that we get the wind for free, and as a result, we're racked with guilt about our naughty secret pleasures. The fact is, in the 4 years I've owned my £2,000 sailfish, it's given me the cheapest holidays I've ever had, and I've even enjoyed bits of them. Ish, a hot shower at Shotley springs to mind. But to voice such thoughts in yachting company would bring a deathly hush as tumbleweed blows through the yacht club bar. Without doubt, sailing's the most fun you can have with your oilskins on, but on no account must we let on. In fact, it's our sworn duty to keep it under wraps in case they try to slap VAT on it. Instead, you're supposed to bleat on endlessly about the burden, cost, worries and responsibilities, the misery, the suffering, the cost and pain, not forgetting the cost again of absolutely everything. A boat is just a hair shirt in gel coat. That's the message we're supposed to put across to the outside world. And it's the off-season that offers the best opportunities to put on a bravura public display of beat-yourself-up, cross-bearing penance. It generally starts around Boxing Day, when a few devoted diehards arrive at boatyards to fit Christmas prezzy gizmos. Bloated and hungover, they shouldn't even really be operating nail clippers. From then on, whenever snow, rain or hail is horizontal, the boat martyrs are teetering on ladders or lying in puddles under their boats, trying to apply something toxic all over their overalls. Occasionally, bits end up on the boat. Through the biting winter winds, the self-harming season gathers momentum as boatyards become elaborate man-traps of snaking cables and ladders. When the buzz of power tools, the whack of hammers, and the anguished cries of pain rise to a joyous crescendo, you know spring has truly arrived. By now, there's a deep, rutted, muddy path from the bottom of each boat ladder, a pilgrim's way that leads to the Chandler's. There the ka-chink of the till has witnessed the depth of the supplicant's devotion as they buy offerings of costly, twinkling, shiny things with which to adorn their boats. At the end of it all, the boat owner has reached a state of grace which is virtually indistinguishable from a wall-eyed zombie trance. As for the boat, if it survived all the care and maintenance without too much structural damage, there's a decision to make. The simple and painless thing to do would be to sell it at a huge loss. On the other hand, you could go sailing, but remember, don't ever let on to outsiders that it's fun. With a knotted brow, watery eye, and a trembling lip, confess, I'm afraid we no longer take holidays. We have to go sailing. Who could feel anything but sympathy?